We're all well aware of the chaos and instability in the world right now. But we know the Lord is on his throne and all things rest in his hand. We know along with the world around us, we have all sinned. For today's confession, we look to the book of Daniel, and with Daniel confessing the sins of his people and proclaiming the righteous judgment of God. Starting in verse 4 of chapter 9, Daniel says, I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly and rebelled. Turning aside from your commandments and rules, we have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. To you, O Lord, belongs righteousness, but to us open shame, as to this day. Now Daniel continues to confess and cries out, O Lord, according to all your righteous acts, let your anger and your wrath turn away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy hill. Because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and all your people have become a byword among all who are around us. Now therefore, O God, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his pleas for mercy. And for your own sake, O Lord, make your face shine upon your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city that is called by your name. For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not for your own sake, O my God, because your city and your people are called by your name. Let's take a moment to confess our sin before the Lord, knowing that he is just and merciful. My God, we just confess to you our failings, that we fall short. But we lean upon the mercy and the sacrifice of your Son, our Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us, to have mercy on us, and have mercy on our nation. Amen.